Ancient of Days, I praise you for what you do for Israel. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, forever you are God. You are the God of wonders. We sing some of the verses, some of the stanzas rather. Give us the tune. Shall we go? Ancient of Days, I praise you for what you did for Israel. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, forever you are Lord. You are the God of wonders. You are the Almighty God. You are the Lord of Lords. Abraham called you Jehovah, Israel knew you as angel. Now we know you as Jesus, and yet you are the same. Wonders, you are the King of glory. You are the Almighty God. You are the Lord of Lords. You gave Moses sustenance in the house of enemy. His mother was paid wages for nursing our own child. You are the God of wonders. You are the King of glory. You are the Almighty God. You are the Lord of Lords. Egyptians saw your wonders. You turned their water to blood. You crippled their magicians. You humbled their Pharaoh.
You are the God of
wonders, wonders. You are the King of glory. You are the Almighty God.
You are the Lord.
You sent from boys to feed their land with darkness. You killed all their first children. And they let Israel stand as is. You led Israel by fire. You are the pillar of cloud. You are the rod of Moses. To Israel you are Lord. You are the God of wonders, wonders. You are the King of glory. You are the Almighty God. You are the Lord of Lords. You divided the Red Sea. You dry up River Jordan. You scatter Jerry's postman. What a great God you are. You are manna from heaven. You sent Quito to Israel. You are all that brought water. Yeah, yeah, that I am.
You are
the God of wonders. You are the King of glory. You are the Almighty God. You are the Lord of Lords. You turn Mara to sweetness. No one among them was sick. Their clothes refused to wear out. Richer power of Israel. You are the God of wonders. You are the King of glory. You are the Almighty God. You are the Lord of Lords. All Israel conquered. You gave their houses to Israel. All their goods and all rich things. You made your people happy. 11 houses full of good treasures. Things that they did not plan. And many other good things. You made Israel enjoy. You are the God of wonders, wonders. You are the King of glory, glory. You are the Almighty God. You are the Lord of Lords. Your name is called Wonderful, Counselor and Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the God of wonders. You are the King of glory. You are the Almighty God. You are the Lord of Lords. I am for you yesterday, everywhere and every time, in every situation.
Only you are with us.
You are the God of wonders. You are the King of glory. You are the Almighty God. You are the Lord of love. Amen. My God is great.
My God is great.
Father, we thank you. Thank you because all the time you minister your word and your graces to us, and thus you show us the right path. Part of blessedness. Thank you, Lord, for your care. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As we are going to hear your word again, be pleased to bless us.
Amen.
Cause your word to do us good.
Amen.
May we not hear it in vain. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Another amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. My God is great.
Welcome to Bible Pattern Church, where we pattern our lives according to the Word of God. This is a church where the Word of God is being preached without adulteration, where the power of the Word is being demonstrated, enjoyed, and the true miracles of God is being experienced every time. The message you're about to listen to is preached by Pastor Z.A. Ogunsanya, the General Overseer of Bible Pattern Church. He is a very anointed but humble man of God, dynamic pastor, teacher, evangelist and songwriter who practice what he preaches. Our church headquarters is located at end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karole Estate, by Estate Bus Stop off College Road, Ifako Ijaiye, Lagos State. You will definitely have a touch of God as you listen to this message. Remain blessed.
The topic is unparalleled divine care for peculiar people. The difference is just the word unparalleled. Uncommon means you can still get it somewhere, but not commonly, not easily. Unparalleled means there is none like it. So we are looking at unparalleled divine care for peculiar people. That's what I wrote down. Before going into the message fully, I'd like to say that there are different types of church leaders in the world today. The ones that have to do with our discussion, I would like to divide into three groups as follows. One, the ones who are trying to show people how to receive the fulfillment of the good promises of God without paying any price or meeting any condition. Such people will tell you that Jesus has paid the price. We have no price to pay. All we need to do is to ask for it in the name of Jesus. Listen, don't let any man deceive you. There are so many passages of the Bible that Satan has successfully used in the past to deceive a lot of people. And he's still using them to deceive today. Don't allow the devil to use the word of God to deceive you. I have told you many times that no passage of the Bible contains everything God wants to say about any subject. So, you go round the Bible to gather what he says about any subject, all of them, before you can say this is what the word of God is saying about that subject. Listen very well. Jesus paid the price for our salvation. We were sinners. When we gave our lives to him, we became his children. But listen, Jesus did not pay the price only for people called Christians. He paid the price for the whole world.
So in 1 John chapter 2, we are told, He is the propitiation for our sins. And not for our sins only, but the sins of the whole world. Does that now mean the whole world will go to heaven? If you say the whole world will go to heaven as a result of that, who will then go to hell? Though Jesus paid the price to enjoy any of the promises of God, there are conditions you must meet. So Jesus says, when you do all I've commanded you, then you'll be my disciple indeed. You will then know the truth. The truth will make you free. We are told, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Supposing you choose not to seek the kingdom of God, what will happen? It's not only in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, we have a lot of conditions attached to the promises of God that we may like to enjoy. Listen very well. There is nobody in the world who is not enjoying the care of God one way or the other. You say, it's confusing. It's not confusing. Listen. There is nobody in the whole world who is not enjoying the care of God one way or the other. In Matthew chapter 5, if you start your reading from verse 44, after it tells us to love our enemy, he said that we may be like our Father in heaven, who make his rain to fall upon the evil and the good, his sun to shine on the good and the evil. Everybody who walk today all over the world, God made them to wake. If you had decided any of them will not wake, will he wake? He said, okay, come. Why is God doing good to everybody? He said, taste and see that the Lord is good. But that does not necessarily make God the father of everybody. The Bible says the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, that God knoweth them that are his. And therefore let everyone that named the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. I was saying there are three group of people preaching, ministering, that have to do with what we are discussing. Group number one are those who are showing people how to receive the fulfillment of the promises of God without paying any price or meeting any condition. Group two, the ones that are trying to help people to enjoy the fulfillment of the good promises of God, whether they meet the conditions, the requirements or not. This group of people will pray for you. In some cases, burst. Well, if I lay my hand on you and I command goodness on you, hey, goodness will pursue you. The way they say the prayer is as if they have paid God and collected the franchise. In some cases, even sold the tributorship of God's goodness. If you come to me, hey, and I pray for you. Okay. Listen, God is bigger than that. Much, much bigger than that. If you meet his requirements, you enjoy his goodness. If you don't meet his requirements, let all the great men of God in the world pray for you. Nothing will happen. Group number three are the ones that are trying to make people meet the requirement of God so that they can be enjoying the fulfillment of the good promises of God. Somebody is now saying, which of the group do you belong to? Do I need to tell you? The last group. I try to show you from the word of God what you have to do. If you enjoy the fulfillment of the promises of God, and then encourage you to do it, then when you do it, I assure you that it cannot fail. Be so sure. That's the group I belong. There are so many special promises of God. Though the whole world is enjoying the care of God one way or the other, But there are some special promises of God that are reserved specially for peculiar people about every area and every circumstance of life. These promises are what make the lives of believers in Christ to be different from that of other men in the world. So when Peter was talking about it in chapter 2 of 1 Peter, verse 9, he says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that is, you should for the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." It is very right for every believer in Christ to know these promises and be claiming them. But one thing we must never forget is that it is when we stay in our position as peculiar people to God that He, God, will not be treating us like He treats others. God does not treat the people of the world the same way. He does not treat the people in any community the same way. I don't know if you will like this, but it's part of the truth that you must know. God does not treat everybody in the same church the same way. Huh? So He doesn't treat all of us the same way. He doesn't. He dealt with Israel as a group, as a nation. He deals with us today as individuals. So the goodness of God can be coming, bypass your neighbor and come to you. The goodness of God can be coming, bypass you and go to your neighbor, if you are not qualified. I'm reading to you Exodus. Because this is our relationship with God. As its beginning in the relationship of Israel with God. And from their cases, we have a lot to learn. Exodus chapter 19 from verse 5. "Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine." Did you hear that? "And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words which I shall speak unto the children of Israel." And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which the Lord commanded him. What does he say? If you obey my voice, indeed, if you keep my covenant, it is then you'll be peculiar people. It was because the children of Israel often finds it difficult to stay as peculiar people that the fulfillment of God's wonderful promises many times eluded them. Many times it was not fulfilled as it has been fulfilled. I read Judges to you chapter 6 from verse 13. "And Gideon said unto him, Oh my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befalling us? Where be all his miracles, which our fathers told us of, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us, and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent thee?" Which might was he to go? In which might was he to go? We may not be able to tell. But one of the might displayed there was the knowledge, the understanding, that the problem befalling them did not befall them because of the Gentile nations around them were wicked, were powerful, or because of the demons operating in them were greater, but because their own God have decided not to help them. So truth is powerful. I said, go in that your might. So he said, you shall know the truth will set you free. The number one thing you come to look for in the church, do you know it? Truth. How about this? A truth. Say it again. Say it again. Gideon saw that the Midianites were riding them like horse. And he wondered. An angel now appeared to him and said, Gideon, great man of Allah, is it? Man of Alombo. Maybe our father said, God parted the rest, killed all the firstborn of the Egyptian, brought us out with great power. Where are all the miracles we heard about from our fathers? God has forsaken us. And the angel said, in that might, go. Listen, no evil will be your portion when you stay where God expects you to stay. When you transgress, when you digress, when you relocate, God will not take responsibility for whatever the devil is able to do with you. The reason why Jesus died on the cross is to make it possible for more people to become peculiar people like the people of Israel so that they can enjoy the goodness of God. I read Titus chapter 2, verse 14. Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, sealers of good works. Today, if we stay in the position of peculiarity, the position of the peculiar people God has put us, there was nothing God did for Israel that he will not do for us. Look at the way he dealt with their enemies. In Egypt, one day, they turned their water to blood. They couldn't fetch fresh water. One day, he filled all their houses with frogs. Another day with flies. Their magician tried to perform an artificial miracle. Lies attacked them. In fact, boys attacked them. They told Pharaoh, this is the finger of God. They were forced to acknowledge that God could deal with them. Today, brethren, if we stay, what he did for them, he will do. He do for us. He parted the Red Sea for them. He sent manna for 40 years. He brought water out of the rock for them. Let me just read summary. For example, in Isaiah 63 from verse 7, I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord had bestowed on us and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he had bestowed on them according to his mercies and according to the multitude of his loving kindness. For he said, surely they are my people, children that will not lie. So he was their savior. In all their afflictions, he was afflicted. Can you hear that? He was afflicted along with them. And the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them. And he bare them and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. Therefore, he was turned to be their enemy and he fought against them. The same God that was afflicted in all the affliction later became their enemies. How do we stay as peculiar people so that the unparalleled care that God is ready to give to us will be able to enjoy? We can only think of staying as peculiar people after we have become peculiar. And we will only become peculiar people of God after we have been genuinely saved. And we can only become genuinely saved after we have repented of all our sins and surrendered our total life to Jesus. Furthermore, this scripture we have read, I'm going to read again, throws light on how we can be truly peculiar. Titus chapter 2, verse 14. Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, sealers of good works. Three things come to light in that scripture. Number one, he gave himself for that he might redeem us from all iniquity. So you call that redemption
from all iniquity.
Number two, and purify unto himself a peculiar people.
A purity unto God. And lastly, zealous of good works. Zealousness for God's work. Look at it. Redeemed from all iniquity. If you are going to be a peculiar person and enjoy all the blessings, the unparalleled blessings God has for his peculiar people, make sure you run from all iniquities. And how do you run from all iniquities? You have to be saved. 1 John chapter 3 verse 6 says, he that committed sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him. And he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. You know what? When you are born again, that is the beginning of becoming a peculiar part of the peculiar people of God, that will enjoy the uncommon, the unparalleled care of God. Anybody that is big sins, little sins, and claim is going to enjoy the fulfillment of the promises of God is deceiving himself. Don't let any man deceive you. The beginning is redemption from all sins. All. In that case of the children of Israel, we read, he said, children that will not lie. He was their savior. Not little lie. Not fornication. Not adultery, idolatry. Not anything contrary to the will of God will he allow in his life. He says, purify unto God. In Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Purity of heart. Seal us unto good works. Paul was talking about Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3. If you read it, verses 16 and 17. He said, Timothy, I know the scripture from childhood. He said, all the scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and all is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto good works. Thoroughly furnished unto good works. What will bring about that? Knowing the scripture. Living by the scripture. Doing what the scripture says. In Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, he says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You will have good success. I say you will have good success. Stay at the center of the will of God. Stay within the circle. Anything contrary to the will of God, don't go into. No power anywhere will be able to tamper with your life. I've told you. If witches and wizards are pursuing you, you are not a member of this church. I'm not your pastor. So that's why some people ran away. If they have their pastor elsewhere. So if you are my pastor, uncle, witches must see you and run. I don't know, they didn't stop pursuing me. They will not stop pursuing you when you don't stop pursuing sin. Not committing plenty of sin, no. That little sin in your life is what is opening the door for them. We are to be redeemed from all iniquity. All of them. No little sins or big sins. No secret sin or open sin. Nothing contrary to the will of God in any way. Do we attempt to do?
then you can be sure. If the old world decides to be your enemy, it cannot work. It cannot succeed. I beg you, stay. Everybody said they will help you. They pray for you. Prayer for you will not work if you don't stay within the circle. They do GBT. In some cases, they stage manage miracle. We've heard about people coming to act as madmen at the crusade ground who have never been mad. People that come to walk like lame, crawl like lame, who have never been lame. People that quarrel with the crusade after the program when their money is not paid on time for the service rendered. Have we not heard about people who gave back to their children through other means and then go to give testimony in churches that the pastor helped them to get children when the pastor didn't even know how they became pregnant? They don't even know the pastor before they became pregnant. I remember a woman not far from our area there who later gave her a story that she had wanted to go. They said they would pay her $20,000 if she would come to the church and say it was the pastor that prayed for her to give her a baby. Meanwhile, she had been looking for a child for long, and miraculously she became a mother. And somebody approached her that if you come to our church and testify that it is our pastor that prayed for you, should everybody know you are looking for a child? Now you have a child. Just testify that you have been looking for a child for so years, and the pastor prayed for you. Now have your child. Cash, $20,000, will be paid. The woman for economy consideration had decided to go. She later told her friend that, as I was thinking of going, something came to my head that if I go and give the testimony and my child died, who will I blame? That's what rescuer. Many of those flying testimonies you hear are fake. God will stay with you, do it for you, bless you. Stay within this. Don't double into anything you are not sure is the will of God. Brian, let me come and take over. That's the end of the sermon.
Let's stand up to pray. You've heard the word. That divine care for peculiar people. That care, special care you can think of, is for only the peculiar people. Will you be among the peculiar? Tell God to help you. Is there anything in your life that will make you peculiar? Tell God to help you to make it so that the special care, divine care from heaven. Let's stand up. It's time to pray. You have to pray seriously like a soldier of Christ. I'm waiting for us, those of us that are still sitting. Let's stand up. Make it a serious prayer. It's a divine care, unparalleled care for the peculiar people, for the peculiar people. Oh Lord, make me peculiar. Anything in my life that will make me unpeculiar so that I will not be qualified for this special care, Father, remove it from my life. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Make me peculiar, oh Lord. Make me peculiar so that I will be qualified for you this unparalleled care. The care of protection, the care of provision, total care from heaven. Before I pray, the prayer is answered. That is peculiar. That is unparalleled. Tell God to help you so that you not just serve him in vain, but you serve him and enjoy his goodness. Open your mouth and pray. Are you praying? Commit yourself into the hands of God to make you a peculiar person. Everything that will not make you peculiar, God should remove it from your life. Oh Lord, remove it. Every hand of the devil in my life, every obstacle of the devil in my life that will not make me peculiar, Father, remove it so that I will be qualified to enjoy your goodness. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Father Lord, we thank you for a special message that you've given unto us even today. Father, we pray that, Lord, the grace will become peculiar. Father, will give unto us in Jesus' name. Everything and anything that the devil would like to do to bring us out of the peculiarness of your life, Father, remove it from our lives in Jesus' name. Father, Lord, we pray that the grace for us to enjoy you fully, Father, give unto us in Jesus' name, so that we enjoy in this world, and when we open our eyes the other side, we enjoy you in heaven in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
We trust you have been blessed through the message you just listened to. To enjoy more faith-lifting messages that will prepare you for today and eternity of blessedness, visit Bible Pattern Church Headquarters, end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karawale Estate, by Estate Bus Stop, off College Road, Ifako Ijayi, Lagos State, or other branches nationwide. Or visit our website, www.biblepatternchurch.org. Contact us today for any godly counsel you need. Feel free to send your prayer requests to us and share your testimonies with us. You can also send your questions to us at BiblePattern1983@yahoo.com or BiblePattern1983@gmail.com. Bible Pattern Church is a living church where you can learn the way of God, know the mind of God, and do the will of God that will lead you to your home above. Bible Pattern Church, the only Bible is our pattern in all things.